Good afternoon. It's Thursday, August 8th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colbluco with today's South Carolina headlines. We are now in the peak months of the Atlantic hurricane season, August through October, where more than 95% of hurricanes form. NOAA issued an update to their seasonal forecast today, and meteorologist Jeff Huffman offers some perspective.
There is now a higher likelihood of above normal activity. This according to NOAA's lead forecaster, Dr. Gary Bell.
We are increasing our prediction for a number of reasons. In general, the observed and predicted oceanic and atmospheric conditions are now more hospitable for hurricane formation and intensification.
Following this announcement, I spoke to Colorado State's Dr. Phil Klotschbach to get his take.
For an August forecast, there probably is a little more uncertainty just given that the El Nino forcing is relatively weak, and also the Atlantic forcing looks to be relatively weak.
The signals Phil speaks of are a bit conflicting. For example, the dissipating El Nino, which is the cooling of the waters in the Pacific, that isn't happening in all sectors of the ocean. And in the Atlantic,
some portions of it are warmer than normal, some portions are colder than normal.
And it's those warmer waters that have NOAA forecasters concerned. More activity may develop this year than originally expected. For the South Carolina Emergency Information Network, I'm Jeff Huffman.
Richland County Sheriff says the racist and threatening videos made by a former Midlands High School student are shocking and disgusting, but not criminal. South Carolina is one of four states that doesn't have a hate crime law. In a press conference today, Sheriff Leon Lott said that needs to change.
Our state has done a lot. We've suffered a lot. After Emanuel 9, I think we made a lot of progress. But it is an absolute shame that this state does not have a law against hate crime. And if this is not an example of why we should have a state law, I can't imagine anything else that could happen.
Back in July, the Sheriff's Department was notified by Cardinal Newman High School in Columbia that a 16-year-old male had created videos where he used racist language and shot a box of shoes he pretended was a black male. Days later, when another video of the teen threatening to shoot up the school surfaced, law enforcement was able to arrest the teen.
We charged a 16-year-old with making student threats. This is a new law that went into effect last May 2018. This is a 10-year misdemeanor.
So far, two students in Richland County have been charged under this new disturbing schools law. Despite ongoing trade uncertainties, the State Ports Authority reports a strong start to fiscal year 2020. South Carolina ports saw their busiest July ever, moving more than 210,000 20-foot equivalent container units. That's up 5% from a year ago. Ports Authority President and CEO Jim Newsom said the agency will continue to grow its cargo volumes and support infrastructure projects through the coming fiscal year. A multi-million-dollar state-of-the-art detention center set to be ready in the next few weeks is missing a critical ingredient, people. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
Pickens County Sheriff Rick Clark says he doesn't have nearly enough staff to open the new county jail on time. The $25 million facility is scheduled to be completed within the next few weeks, but Clark says he's still short 23 detention officers. Clark told Spartanburg's CBS affiliate that the main problem attracting new hires looks to be the salary. He says several potential new hires have decided to forgo Pickens County's $32,000 starting salary for higher salaries in neighboring counties. If he can't find staff, Clark says he might assign deputies to cover the jail, but the State Department of Corrections would have to approve the move first.
That's Scott Morgan reporting. Records say the State Department of Mental Health fired at least one worker involved in the suffocation of a patient who died after trying to break a window and being piled on by workers. Records obtained by the State News of Columbia detail the workers' firings and the suspension of four others. They later returned to work. And authorities say a second transgender woman was killed in rural western South Carolina. The State News of Columbia reports a passerby discovered the body of 24-year-old Pebbles Ladime Doe in a car on a road in rural Allendale over the weekend. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.